Junior from Arizona also making first team. Did not get an invite to New York, but had a very good season. Two tackles, Quanjo and Jake Matthews from Alabama and A&M, respectively. A couple SEC guys getting in there. I'm not going to go through all these, I guess. Mike Evans made first-team All-America from A&M. Surprising, huh?
Surprising.
What a shock. All-purpose player Jordan Lynch. They found a way to squeeze him on the first team. How nice. I don't remember them ever putting a quarterback as an all-purpose player before. That's a unique deal. Defensively, Here's something I thought was interesting, too. Johnny Manziel made second-team All-America ahead of A.J. McCarron, who made third-team All-America at quarterback.
Yeah. You would have thought they'd have given A.J. that, you know, that kind of lifetime career thing.
I'm going to guess that if I went through this list, I might be just as comfortable having the second-team All-America team taking on the first-team All-America team, and I would probably ride the second team just as well. Trey Mason and Bishop Sankey, the Auburn and Washington running backs for the first-teamers.
Respectively.
Yeah, pretty good. Sammy Watkins from Clemson, Devontae Adams from Fresno State are your wide receivers, and some kid from North Carolina was the second-team All-America tight end, but I would be fine riding that second team against the first team if they were going to have some all-star games.
Yeah, they should, like, play against each other.
I'd be fine with that. That'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a lot more fun than watching the Pro Bowl, I can tell you that much. Yesterday, Jameis Winston went on the David Letterman show. Don't know if you saw that or not.
I did not.
I didn't either because I go to bed before David Letterman comes on, even when I stay up late to watch the final episode of Breaking Bad.
I was doing show prep.
I don't believe that, but...
By show prep, I mean charging my iPad.
Good point. Fair enough. Jameis Winston on David Letterman talking about the top 10 things overheard in a college football huddle.
Category is unusual things you hear in the huddle. You know, between plays when they huddle. Sure. A lot of schools will run the no-huddle offense. You see that a lot in professional football. But when there is a huddle, unusual things you hear in the huddle. And ladies and gentlemen, here with tonight's top 10 list from Florida State University, your 2013 Heisman Trophy winner, Jameis Winston. Come on out, and here we go. I like to see everybody on this program in a tuxedo. What would be so wrong with that? Look at how good that guy looks.
He did look sharp.
Appreciate you.
Congratulations to Jameis Winston, 19 years old, Florida State Seminoles, and they'll be playing Auburn January 6th, the BCS championship game. Your Auburn Tigers 12-1, your Seminoles 13-0 losses. Okay, here we go. Top 10 things. Number 10. Here we go.
Is this about football?
Top 10 things you hear in the huddle. Number 9.
One of the guys is shoving me.
That's right. Hey. Number 8.
Who's wearing perfume?
Yeah, exactly. Unusual. These are unusual things. Number 7.
Let's win this for Kim Jong-un's uncle.
Number 6.
Is anybody here a notary public?
Yeah. Number 5.
Hey, we match.
Good. That would be a very unusual thing here. Number 4.
Ugh, grass stains.
Yeah. Number 3.
Guys, I'd rather be alone right now.
Yeah. Let me just stand over there. Number 2.
Crap, wrong team.
Yeah, you don't. That's a bummer. And the number 1 unusual thing to hear in a football huddle.
How many of you guys won the Heisman?
It's good.
That is good.
Jameis Winston, well done. I think they left a couple things out, but I won't say them on the air because he was not charged that particular incident.
I was going to say I had 2 or 3 of unlikely huddle things involving Jameis Winston, but allegedly.
We need to get Josh on here in a minute, and we're going to have Summer Sand on a little bit later as well. So Josh, I think he's on the phone. He's rocking in there like an old man in his chair in there.
Through his rocking years.
And his private. There's a door that says private, but it's open, so it's not that private. It's only semi-private.
Semi-private.
Right.
Hey, our door's always open, but it is private.
I always say my door is always closed, but it's unlocked. That's how I feel about the studio.
I always say my door is both closed and locked.
Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Jason says Mythbusters just did a Breaking Bad episode that was good, and a spinoff called Better Call Saul will be a prequel to Breaking Bad. All currently dead characters are in the play again on the new show.
Yep, 2014.
Look forward to that. Better Call Saul is going to be good. We talked about that yesterday. I'm thrilled about the proposition.